Amen. So for weeks, Netflix, Facebook, TikTok, and Target have told us how we ought to feel during the holidays. We ought to feel warm and loving, especially if we have spent a small fortune for gifts for our families and friends. Though many of us do feel peace and joy in Advent, we shouldn't presume everyone feels this way. Some of us may be here tonight dealing with the death of a loved one, or worrying about mounting financial debt, or struggling with tensions in their relationships. The good news that the light, Jesus Christ, shines in the darkness is more powerful than any message that we may see around us. This past week, we have witnessed shootings at Brown University and on the beaches of Australia, and a tragic murder in an actor's home. We may wonder if we'll ever see peace. We've elected rulers who act like kings, and peace seems farther away than ever. But this Advent, we wait for the arrival of the true King of peace. Christ brings a peace that no earthly king can ever achieve. This King enters our lives even if we've come to church with pain in our hearts. Our King, who comes as an infant, is still with us, still loves us, and still gives us his peace. So don't feel guilty if you don't feel warm and loving. At a time when we're surrounded by reminders of a new beginning, a baby in a manger, a new year a few weeks away, we may feel like our world is ending, not beginning. Remember the words above our altar, Emmanuel, God with us. I want to end with a blessing from Jan Richardson called Blessings When the World is Ending. Look, the world is always ending somewhere. Somewhere the sun has come crashing down. Somewhere it's gone completely dark. Somewhere it's ended with a gun, the knife, the fist. Somewhere it's ended with a slammed door, the shattered hope. Somewhere it's ended with the utter quiet that follows the news from the phone, the television, the hospital room. Somewhere it has ended with a tenderness that will break your heart. But listen, this blessing means to be anything but morose. It has not come to cause despair. It is simply here because there is nothing a blessing is better suited for than an ending. Nothing that cries out more for a blessing than when the world is falling apart. This blessing will not fix you, will not mend you, will not give you false comfort. It will not talk to you about one door opening while another closes. It will simply sit itself beside you among the shards and gently turn your face towards the direction from which the light will come, gathering itself about you as the world begins again. May it be so. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Your bulletin says that their offerings are not to be gathered, but tied.